appearances that may command some attention this week, and I wanted to check to you to be sure that I'm following your directions and instructions properly in these presentations that may command some attention. Tomorrow I'm speaking to the National Association of Counties, county officials, who Goldwater spoke to yesterday. He touched rather lightly on the question of local government, as you're well informed, and concentrated on the question of defense. Saturday I'm speaking to a farmer laborer rally in Kansas City.
I just speak in such a way that I didn't know Goldwater existed.
You would?
Yeah.
All right.
McNamara says that's the way he doesn't even think he ought to answer it, and it attacks him. And I thought it was a mistake for you to get all of them out in Kansas. I think you ought to stay away from him. But like I said in the cabinet, let's let him ride for a while, because we just yapping at him and biting at him and showing kind of like we're afraid of him. And I don't think that the cabinet ought to be doing it right now.
Well, then I think you ought to know, Mr. President, that the instructions to my people that have been meeting with the National Committee are, quote, for the cabinet and sub-cabinet to root, stop, and gut in general in regard to Goldwater.
Now, wait a minute. Repeat what are you saying there?
In effect, the National Committee, and this is for your information, has given instructions to the people, my public relations people and people that are coordinating with them, that the cabinet and sub-cabinet is to attack Goldwater.
No, it's not. I gave that to my cabinet the other day.
Well,
did you hear me? Weren't you there?
Yes, sir.
All right. Didn't I make it clear?
Well, to be perfectly frank, it wasn't clear to me, or I wouldn't have spoken the way I did in Kansas.
Well, I thought you did, because you asked me, and you said, well, now, wait a minute, do you think that I ought to attack him? I said, hell no, I don't think you ought to attack him.
Well, this was not clear, obviously.
Well, I'll check with the National Committee. I don't know who's issuing orders.
Well, this is what I wanted you to know. That's what I found out.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
For the moment, it's to ignore
it. Do you know who's doing that over there?
No, I don't know precisely who did that over there, but this has been put out to everyone around the cabinet. There is some confusion on it, and I'm sorry if I was obtuse, but I did not understand that at the cabinet meeting.
All right.
And you, from until we hear further, it's to ignore Goldwater.
Yeah, that's right.
And turn all the questions...
Never get personal. You might talk about living, not living back 50 years, but living the future. But don't get him and catapult him and show him that he's irritating us or needling us any more than we need to. I just go on have a positive, affirmative approach. I'm meeting with the county officials this evening.
Yeah.
I'm going to talk about what a wonderful week we had. We put Ranger on the moon. How we moved ahead. What we've done legislative. We passed the poverty bill. And what it's going to do for people. We passed a great defense bill. What it's going to do for the defense of the country. We've answered the challenge in Vietnam. And the country approves our decision 85-3. We passed a resolution in Congress 502-2. And that's kind of a positive, affirmative program. I'll let him be scared and let him talk about how we're going to lose the world in 1970. Let him talk about going back to the good old days and the status quo. Let us talk about how we're going to have a better health program and how we're going to have better education, how we're going to have Medicare. Now, one thing I'm a little bit worried about is these support prices. We really want to talk on that. I'm catching a little static on our wheat. And Feldman says normally you all talk to us about them, but this one you didn't. And it's lowered and it causes a little struggle. We've got to figure out some way that we can do something, if at all possible, to get these prices up between now and November.
Well, it is not lowered. I'll take care of this in Kansas City, but this is something that has been checked. It's been worked through the Bureau of the Budget and consistently in accordance with usual operating practices here. It's also programmed to take effect next year that have very vital budget implications and also legislative implications. And the net return is going to be greater, not less, and it does not represent any deviation. Policy.
Well, get a hold of Feldman then and explain that, because I got a memo last night, and I had one from a very well-informed, normally well-informed senator from a farm state that's just giving us hell for how in the hell we expect to win elections and reduce wheat income, and how we expect to, we got to find some way to raise them up instead of get them down. We've been at it 4 years, and they're worse than they were when we came in. That general type of stuff.
Yeah.
So he's a sympathetic senator.
Well,
so if he misunderstands it, maybe some of the voters misunderstand it. So you get in touch with Feldman and see what has happened. Now, Feldman's note to me is, I remembered, I read it about 2 o'clock this morning, says normally these things are cleared with me. In this instance, it wasn't done. Now, I don't know about the details, but that's what he says, and you all get together and see whether he's wrong or you're wrong.
All right.
And let's figure out anything we can do that might pep up things with the farmers. I know you won't do it more than I do, but I don't know the difference is. You know what might be possible and feasible, and I don't. Maybe we ought to get with some of our experts in the Congress, one or two of them, and sit around and figure out what we might do. Is there anything we can do administratively that'll help up the farm prices between now and election?
Well, as I mentioned to you in the memorandum earlier, we can increase the price support on dairy. Whether this would be good politics or not is a very doubtful question. I think in my judgment it probably would not. The wheat announcement as made, consistent with any sensible kind of programming, holds the various income. Of course, they would like to increase the support price, to increase the payments on wheat, to have more payments, would run us $300-400 million more. This just isn't in the cards to continue a program that they need, and we have maintained increased net income. We could increase price support significantly in the announcement on the feed grain program, which would run us $300-400 million more again next year. These are the kind of tough decisions to maintain and protect income without getting into a complete box in regard to presenting our programs and subjecting ourselves also to the charge of irresponsibility and just
which I think would be worse even than what we've been subjected to.
Well, that's why I've tried to you know how I feel about.
I'm not questioning the wisdom of your decision. I'm just getting an answer to these folks that are talking to us, and I don't know what it is.
Well,
I don't know what's best, but I think we've got to evaluate it and say, yes, we considered what you're saying. We carefully went into it, but it cost us $1 billion. And in order to do that, here's what we'd have to cut out. We'd have to stop the poverty program, or we'd have to stop some of this other.
Yeah, well, I'll check with Mike and somewhere in the machinery here. I assume that the usual would taken place and has been carefully reviewed here. I'll take care of the income situation. They'll yap about everything because I'll be in Kansas City to this farmer labor crowd. And I'll just then totally ignore Goldwater unless I have questions.
That's good. Now, what about, and when I did, I'd refer to him in a very high type thing. Let him do the, we hope that he'll do the sling in the mud, get nasty, and we can take the other line until we have to get out. And when we do, we can hit him for all he's worth.
These instructions are not going out of the National Committee now, and I want you to know that.
Okay, all right.